I Survived by Victoria Silliers. Read by Sophie Roberts. Victoria Silliers is a trained physiotherapist who served in the British Army, reaching the rank of captain. Today, she works as a physiotherapist for the Ministry of Defence. She has two children and lives in Wiltshire. I Survived is her first book. Prologue. Sunday, the 5th of April, 2015. Oh God, I thought, I don't want to do this. I was a professional jumper with thousands of jumps behind me, but this would be my first skydive in over a year, and as the small plane climbed, everything felt familiar, but it also felt wrong. My mind kept wandering to my two babies waiting for me at home. April was almost 3 years old, and Ben was only 5 weeks. I should be with them, not here. The jump had been my husband Emile's idea, something we could do together, he'd said, which is mainly why I agreed. I also thought it would prove one way or another whether I still enjoyed skydiving, or whether I should give up my role as an instructor. In the end, Emile didn't join me, as he couldn't find anyone to look after the children. But he'd encouraged me to jump by myself. I rose from my seat in the small aircraft as it circled above the airfield and clambered to the open door near the tail. The jumper in front of me leapt from the plane and disappeared into the clouds. Now alone, I crouched by the exit, strapping my helmet up tightly. Sound engulfed the plane in a roar of engine and wind, and my nerves bubbled. Still, I couldn't back out now. Just get on with it, I told myself. Then you can go home. My helmet was strapped in place with the visor lowered over my eyes, but I gave it one last tug to make sure it wouldn't budge. Below the plane was a 3,000-foot drop. And as I stared down, searching through the clouds, I spotted the airfield. It looked like a dot on the ground and I started to feel sick. I held my breath, waiting until the previous jumper was far enough away. It's now or never, I decided. Pausing for a split second, I pushed my fears to the back of my mind. Without another thought, I jumped. The cold air hit my face and immediately I felt calm. I know what I'm doing, I thought, letting the relief wash over me. Expertly, I spread my arms out in front of me, maintaining control of the fall, and with my right hand, I reached for the parachute strapped to my back. I found the toggle at the base of the rig and pulled down, deploying the parachute. Its canopy billowed out above me, but instead of slowing me down, I felt an uneven jolt. That's odd, I thought, looking up. I was shocked to see that the lines keeping me tied to the parachute were twisted. This is nothing I haven't fixed before, I told myself, and immediately my mind went into autopilot. I kicked through the air in a circular motion, skillfully unravelling the ropes. As they came free, I felt a second of relief, quickly replaced by horror. I'm still not slowing down. I tried releasing the brake lines and pulling hard on the opposing riser to the spin, but that didn't help either. It didn't make sense. My eyes were fixed on the parachute above me, willing it to cooperate. But no matter what I did, I couldn't control the violent spinning. When none of the solutions my training had taught me seemed to work, I knew what I had to do. I'm going to have to cut it away. It had to be a snap decision. With the ground hurtling closer and closer, I hurriedly pulled the cutaway pad on the harness, detaching the main parachute and deployed the reserve handle. It was a backup parachute for emergencies like this, and I knew it was the only option now. I held my breath, preparing for the sudden jolt the reserve would give, but as it opened, I felt nothing. I snapped my eyes up. The reserve had only half inflated, and now I was spinning wildly. The parachute threw me across.